Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another day of Live with the Times. Today is the fourth portion of Bechados Ha, and today's Aliyah talks about these silver trumpets, right? Interesting wording to us is by the Be'er Hashem and Moshe Lemo Asei Lecha Shtei Hatzitzoros Kesef, right? So Asei Lecha, meaning make for yourselves. Make for yourself, right? We're going to be entering into a Parsha coming up, Shelach Lecha, where it was a very much disaster when we sent these spies in, and this was sent for yourself. And earlier, we learned Lech Lecha, right, for Avraham Avinu, right, go to yourself. So this aspect of for yourself has a personal meaning, and the trumpets, as we learn, had multiple uses, right? The trumpets themselves, they're sounded for to gather the people for announcements or for study, to signal the start to a journey, to call the people to arms, and to commemorate the festival offerings, right? So basically, these trumpets were used for different things at different times, which is interesting because, well, they're the same notes. So how can you tell the difference? What is it? When is it? And what does it mean to us practically? Hashem today is always talking to us. Hashem is sending us stimuli. Everything that happens in the world has got the pratis. Hashem is sending us divine messages that are tailor-made for you, tailor-made for me, that no one else is getting in the same way that we are, meaning that what one person experiences is not the same thing the other person experiences. And why some person gets one thing, that person gets another thing, it's all up to Hashem's Hezbon, Hashem's calculations, right? And the way that we experience them, is completely individual as well. So many times Hashem is talking to us and he's trying to get our attention and we're not listening. And so he uses another way, right? The same trumpets, to us it feels different. To us it feels negative. Maybe the first time it wasn't negative, but we didn't listen. And then the next time, God forbid, we're getting pulled over or something's happening or we're getting yelled at at home. Whatever it is, seeing the kid falling or whatever it is that is causing us a little bit more jolt. And it's the same trumpet. It's the same trumpet. It's just expressed in a different way, right? So for us, it's important to try and find the divine message and to find the good in the divine message, because ultimately Hashem is doing everything for the good. He's bringing us closer to him. He's trying to have a relationship with us. And it's only when we ignore the message that we get in trouble. So in any case, Hashem should bless us, all of us, that we should be able to have a relationship with Hashem, to speak to Hashem in our own words and his bodedus, and to really be able to tune in our spiritual antenna so that we can better understand the lessons that Hashem is trying to give us, to hear the good things and to see only good things, to judge Hashem in kindness, and to have only good things happen to us as well. And this way we're going to see true coming Moshiach spilling our days. L'chaim.